The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linda Bott. The reason I hesitated there was because I'm trying to take a photo of Linda with Laura Keats, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes.
Singular.
Hey, good morning to the show. It's today, the 14th of July, 7:05 in the morning. News Top of the Hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
We've got birds. We've got dogs. We got it all.
We have this moment here, of course, with Turtle Bay. I had to come in this morning because, you know, I just love our moment. And so Sharon is here. I know we have to go into the weather and all that, but
Well, there's other things, too.
Oh,
so
yeah. Okay,
you just feed
great.
The bird. Feed
right.
The bird. And you got to hold it.
Yeah.
Anyway. Ben, what national days?
It's National Mac and Cheese Day.
Okay.
Cow Appreciation Day.
Okay. I'm glad you said that. Because at Chick-fil-A's today, at participating Chick-fil-A's, if you come in order, or you order online, or you come through the drive-through, and you're dressed like a cow, you'll get free sandwiches.
Okay, or can you go, moo?
No, I'm thinking is, well.
Where do they have that? Isn't that on
some
commercial?
If you're driving, yeah, well, it's Chick-fil-A that says, eat, you know, it's cows out there yelling, going, eat more chicken, you know, so, but today, check and see if the ones today at Chick-fil-A's around here will honor that, and if you go in with, I don't know, a little cow costume, they've got things on their menu you can get for free.
Oh, sorry.
So there.
Okay, I'm going to give a quick weather of the update while I'm sitting here holding one of the fabulous Turtle Bay lorikeets as in my hand, and it has a little chip of apple. And so what he does is he chews it like he's grinding it up. Like, imagine if you're like got a garlic, piece of garlic, and you're trying to get the inside of the garlic out. So anyway, I think it's fascinating, and he's just wonderful, and he's calm. He's calm and he's wonderful. We'll find out in a minute, but let's quick of the weather. 102 today. Overnight lows is 69, and then tomorrow's calling for 104. So there we are with our triple digit weather. It's got to be careful not to move too quickly here with this one. The Wednesday night, overnight lows of 67. Thursday calls for 99. Friday, 97. And Saturday, 99. There we go. That's quick forecast. No red flag warnings or anything like that, but no high winds, but just be careful of the triple digits. Stay hydrated and think about never leaving animals or any kids or anything in the car at this point because it was 102 outside, you know, that just put on about 15 degrees on top of that, maybe 20, especially the pavement. Anyway, there's your warnings. There's your forecast and our weather. Sponsor is Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, the Kinney family. It's a veteran-owned business, 365-3793, always giving veterans and seniors discounts.
Okay, we're here with
exciting to be here
Turtle
today.
Bay and the head of their wildlife department, Sharon Clay, and their membership, Cat Hunt. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning.
And, you know, Cat surprised us this morning. She comes in with this huge tattoo on her forearm of a leopard, and I went, I'm looking at Cat. I've known Cat a few years, and I'm like, wow, that's something. I never knew she had a tattoo, and I was trying to think, was she in here with like long sleeves for all this time? And it's a great tat, but but then I said, wow. And you said?
It's a temporary tattoo.
But all I could think about when I first saw it was like, my question was, are you going to have that filled in?
No.
And well, but that was my first thing. That's going to be a long process and be ready, you know. But anyway, it's cool. Yeah. All right. So here we are.
I actually knew somebody that had a tattoo removed.
Yeah.
I actually knew him. They had a ring tattooed on like a wedding ring.
Okay.
Oh. And she said, I said, what were you thinking of? And she said, obviously I wasn't thinking. And, but it took her, probably 2 weeks because it was a dark tattoo.
Well,
but they have to hit it with
laser
burst,
yeah.
And it's painful.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay.
We are here with a Turtle Bay and Walk in the Wild Animal Show, and of course, did a dive bomb.
Whoa.
Okay, and
Lorikeet Abuse.
You've heard about the Lorikeet Show.
I
if you've never
that.
Been, first of all, you know, do think on a very serious scale about becoming a member. I mean, you can pay a daily rate, but becoming a member has so many benefits for you and your family, or if you've got family that comes in to visit or grandkids that come in to visit a couple times a year or whatever it is. It's great to become a member. It's really not expensive, and there's so many attributes as far as for you to go singly and look at some of the wonderful changing shows. And right now we're going to be really featuring Walk in the Wild Animal Show. So good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning,
friends.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So lorikeets. Let's
yes.
talk about how long the lorikeet display
has been around.
Has been in the Turtle Bay compound.
So we put it in. We created it in 2011.
Okay.
Ooh,
so
been around for, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we have about 30 lorikeets in there at a time. They live about 15 years or more. And so a lot of them are rescue. Some of them we get from breeders, from reputable breeders. But it's a really phenomenal exhibit because, for me, the whole purpose of the exhibit is to talk about diversity of wildlife. So, like, if you're with a little child
right.
and you see a squirrel running up a tree, it would be the weirdest thing in the world to say, look, a mammal. That would be weird.
That's true.
Yet we look up and go, look, a bird. And birds are actually more diverse than mammals are. So there's more species on the planet of birds than mammals, yet we say, we lump them all together. So the lorikeet exhibit is really to say, look at these little guys are actually a type of parrot. And then among the parrots, there's 53 species of
really?
Lorikeets. So we have 12 different species in there. So it's super cool to kind of talk about how different all different kinds of birds are. Even a parrot isn't just a parrot.
Coming up,
you've had 12 different species of
yes.
lorikeets.
Uh-huh.
Now I remember a few years ago that you brought in a group of lorikeets that were bigger, and you
yeah.
were a little concerned about what was going to happen as far as the
mm-hmm.
The smaller ones.
Yeah, like
when
we're going
to
get beat
food,
up.
So what happened?
Everything's been fine.
Obviously,
okay.
yeah.
As a matter of fact,
there's been no gang wars. Or?
No, as a matter of fact, it's kind of like big dog, little dog.
Okay.
You know, like you think the little dog's going to be in trouble, but it's the big dog that's like,
yeah,
what are you doing? Leave me alone.
The little ones
yeah.
being aggressive.
Little ones, they're not more aggressive, but they stand their own.
Yeah.
They
if
stand their
never
own.
Cool. Been, if you've never been to the lorikeet cage, please go to the lorikeet cage.
Yeah.
By yourself.
We don't want to call it a cage.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks,
home.
Linda.
Enclosure.
Thanks.
Aviary.
It's called
aviary.
It's
okay.
called the Parrot Playhouse.
Oh, I like that. Okay, Carl.
So, Carl has gotten it from the three different directions
this
here.
This is a graphite infused piece of wood here.
Yes, it is.
Otherwise known as a pencil. Okay. What I was saying, though, is you need to go there because, one, to watch them and to watch them in, you know, in their habitat. But then you get to feed them with the nectar cups. And it just makes you feel good.
It really does.
It makes you
drop that cortisol level
out,
for sure.
Yeah. It hold it out, and the lorikeets come in because right now the lorikeet is got fruit, but mm-hmm. what it does with the fruit, it grinds it and sucks the moisture out, and then spits out
yeah.
the husk,
all the pulp. Yep.
Yeah.
The pulp. So they drink nectar, and so uh-huh. when they have fruit, they just want the juices in it, that kind of the sugary juices that are inside of it, and they're built for that. So if you look at them when you come to the Parrot Playhouse and you feed the nectar, look at their tongue. It's the coolest adaptation. The end of their tongue looks like a bottle brush. And it's used to get into those flowers and be able to pull all the nectar out, kind
wow.
of
the
like
miracle of nature.
So cool. Yeah.
But when they're
so
doing
wow.
that from flowers, obviously they're not like hummingbirds. So what
right.
they have to perch.
Correct.
And do it.
They have
okay.
to perch. So they have that typical parrot foot. They got the two toes forward and two toes back. It's my favorite word, Carl. You ready for your word of the day?
Yes, please.
At 7
I love
o'clock
this one.
In the morning. Zygodactyl.
Oh,
here's a Z word.
I use that.
Ooh.
Are you kidding?
No, we're going to put that in our...
I use that a lot.
We gotta,
Zygodactyl.
I got to look it up.
Zygodactyl. I said, you know what? you know, that politician is obviously zodiacal. Because they've got two going one way and two going
the other way.
That politician is obviously zodiacal.
So it's zygodactyl, T-Y-L. So if you're ever playing Scrabble and you really want to blow somebody's mind, and it's a Z word, Z-Y.
And yeah, speaking of ZY, we need to take a
break.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Redding Heating and Air, we don't just promise fast service. We put our money where our mouth is. How does $500 in cold, hard cash sound?
Whoa, $500? Kelvin, are we serious?
Dead serious, young fella. If we don't have your new system installed within 72 hours of booking, we'll pay you $500 cash. You know, back in my day...
72 hours? Kelvin, can you even move that fast?
Anyway, that's the old-fashioned way of doing things, Chili. We respect a neighbor's time. We show up when we say we will, and we hustle until the job is done right.
It pays to use Redding Heating and Air. Restrictions apply. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to schedule your 72-hour install today.
Don't wait. Let's get to work.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Looking for quality outdoor gear while supporting a local veteran-owned business? Check out NorCal Outfitters, proudly based right here in Redding, California. Built on a passion for the outdoors and the values that make our community strong, NorCal Outfitters offers apparel and gear designed for hunters, anglers, outdoorsmen, and anyone who loves the outdoor lifestyle. And right now, we're excited to announce our partnership with Ultimate Predator Outfitters to give you a chance to win an incredible 3-day guided California hog hunt experience. Your ticket includes lodging, expert guides, and the opportunity to create memories that last a lifetime. Whether you're a seasoned hunter or looking to experience your first guided hunt, this is an opportunity you won't want to miss. Support local, support veteran owned, and enter today by purchasing your raffle tickets at ncofit.com. That's ncofit.com. NorCal Outfitters, born for the wild, worn for life.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Redding. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust, visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
We're back. Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bond. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. For non-life-threatening emergencies, use Fast Track to reserve an ER treatment time. That's right. Go online, just go to ShastaRegional.com and click on Fast Track, and you can set up a time to come to the emergency room. You know, it's not a life-threatening, because they'll ask you a couple of questions. I mean, it's not like your heart stopping, chest pains, bleeding out, those kind of things. But then you can reserve a time to be seen in the emergency room and, you know, sit at the in the comfort of your home instead of sitting there on a chair in the emergency room. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's called Fast Track, and you go to ShastaRegional.com.
And they'll be here in the 8 o'clock hour.
They will be.
So we can talk a lot about that stuff as well.
Okay. And our guests today are from Turtle Bay. It's Sharon Clay, who's in charge of all the animals, and Kat Hunt, who's got all the outreach into the community and memberships and all those kind of things.
Yes. Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Well, with
morning.
A fake cat.
Yeah. Well, we were at the break. We talked about something that I think is pretty phenomenal, and I'd like you guys to share it with our listeners, and that is all of the staff that works within the Walk on the Wild or within the animal program, or, you know, share with us that every one of your employees knows every name of the birds, which we have 30.
Yeah, we have like 36 lorikeets, and when you go in there, you'll see it's very hard to tell them apart, but my whole staff knows how to ID every single one of them. One of them might have like a weird red feather. They might have like a different behavior. So they can tell every single one of them apart, and they know their names, their IDs. It's very important, actually, even though like it just seems fascinating, but it's important because if you have one, when you live in a flock like that, somebody's always getting hurt or bullied, or, you know what I mean? Maybe one's just not feeling well, and they need to know which bird it is. What if they're watching it, if they're like, hey, this animal is acting a certain way, the next person that works in there needs to be able to know which bird to be looking for to make sure that they stay healthy and good. So they can ID every single one of them, and that's true. I mean, all of the staff works with all the animals at Turtle Bay.
Spilled the food, here comes the bird.
Oh, bird came running. Her name is Pez, by the way. We all of the birds started with names of colorful candy. That's how we named them.
Oh, that's cute.
Because it was the playhouse. And now we're on to toys. So now the new babies are named after toys.
Do you have eggs? Do they breed there?
They do try to breed sometimes, but one of the things that happens, because the flock is just a big general flock of all these different species, they will interbreed, and we don't allow that.
Oh, okay.
So I know some people are like, oh, we're like bird racist at Turtle Bay, but you got to keep the species, you know, you don't want to mess up the species
by
letting them.
Yeah. Now you have the whole other, like, how do we do with that?
And that could be, that would be interesting to know but imagine if a bigger one bred to a smaller one. There's just a genetics, the whole thing about the size of the egg, you know.
Yeah, so the way it works with most animals in general, obviously this is a general statement, but when you're looking at like the scientific lineage of an animal, if you look at like genus species, right, is what we always think of. So they have to be at least in the same genus to be able to hybridize.
Okay.
So for example, our red fox and our gray fox, they couldn't mate even if they wanted to because they're in different genuses. But like the lorikeets, all the small ones are in the same genus. They're in Trichoglossus. So Trichoglossus genus can all interbreed if they want
to. So they could be breeding.
They could, but the big ones are a different genus, so they can't.
Right, they can't. Mm-hmm. Well, how do you keep them from doing that?
You don't.
I mean, do they have, so they are breeding?
They breed sometimes, but we pull the eggs, just like you'd pull a chicken egg.
Okay, got it.
Just like you would pull a chicken egg, we pull a chicken egg. Now, we do have some pairs that are the same species, and we are trying to let them, but of course the ones you don't want to breed, and the ones you want to breed don't, so,
isn't
that
funny?
Isn't that how it works?
So, oh, my goodness.
But we try. We've had a baby here or there, but we haven't really had a lot of success with that.
And finally, as we're talking about the Parrot Playhouse, can you tell us what the species in the animal kingdom, what is, you know, like everything has a reason.
Right.
And so what's the reason of the lorikeet?
That is a great question. I love that question.
Yeah.
Basically, they're pollinators, which is neat because you don't really think about it. You think of hummingbirds as pollinators, but these guys are pollinators. They go from flower to flower, pulling out the nectar, and they go to the next flower. So
they're getting the pollen on them when they're doing it, so they just go on to the next one.
Yep. Okay. Just, you know, when you think about our amazing animal kingdom, it really
makes
you think
animals.
About the spiritual aspect of how our planet is designed.
And everything
can
is
connected. Can I adopt a lorikeet and take it home?
So you may not adopt one and take one home. We do have an adopt an animal program where you become become an honorary parent of some of our animals, and then that money goes directly to help care for them. So you can go online and do an adopt an animal, which is super helpful. There's lots of ways to help the animals at Turtle Bay. You can make a straight up donation to the animals. You can do the adopt an animal. You can come to our show, put a donation in there. So there's different things you can do. We actually have a wish list of all kinds of things that we need for the animals as well.
Oh, I like that. Is that online?
We have an Amazon wish list, and we actually have a new Facebook page just for the animals called Turtle Bay Animals.
Okay.
And Instagram, so you can go on and follow the animals that way, and that'll help us. If the more you follow, the more it helps us.
Oh, fabulous.
So there's all kinds of things. Become a member. That alone helps take care of the animals.
Well, let's move over to cats.
Yes.
Because this is one of the best deals in Reading. We have a lot of good deals in Reading.
Oh, yes.
But this is one of the best ones, cat.
So we have many different membership levels, but one of the most popular ones is the family membership. So it's $120, and you get two adults and four children, so two named adults, and then the children, you can bring two of your children and two of their friends if you want.
You don't have to name the children.
Right.
So it's just the two adults are named and you can bring four kids.
Yes.
All right.
And so
under the age of 18.
That gets you unlimited access to the museum, which we have great permanent exhibits as well as changing exhibits.
You have an exhibit now that Anne Marie was talking about that sounded phenomenal, and I'm trying to remember it right now.
Oh, it must be Popnology.
Yes.
Yes.
Popnology is amazing.
It's amazing.
It's DeLorean. Amazing. She talked about the DeLorean.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So those are the kinds of things that let's talk about. That's a moving exhibit.
Yep.
Which lasts until
August 16th.
Okay. And so you have a couple of those that happen together, like, or do you have just anyway? So let's just talk about. And you're $104, two adults,
$120.
What did I just say?
$104.
Sorry, $120 for an annual membership for two adults and four kids. And Kat, so along with that, we talked about the pop. What's it called?
Popnology.
Popnology. Okay. And what about the butterflies?
So, you get all of the things that sorry, Pez is
attacking. He's attacking the leopard.
He's like saying, "I want some more." Excuse me, you singled me out.
So you get unlimited access to the museum. So that includes the butterflies and the parrot playhouse. And so the butterflies are a summer exhibit. So they're only going to be around until August 9th. So if you haven't come and seen the butterflies, make sure you put that on your to-do list, because that's an amazing spot.
Yeah, and the butterflies, you can also feed them. Like, you can buy nectar cups. You can buy feeding sticks for the butterflies.
And that's like a Q-tip with
nectar,
nectar on it, right?
It's the greatest thing in the world. The butterflies just love it. And the kids just go nuts. And they can also purchase a release. So the kids go in to the immersion boxes.
Mm.
And they get to take out a freshly hatched out butterfly. And then the kids name it.
Oh.
And then they go out and they release it into the butterfly house. And we keep like a list of the names. It is magical. It's absolutely magical, and worth everybody's time. So it goes till August 9th.
It's amazing because the attendants actually know the butterflies' names too.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
there's 100 butterflies in there. I don't believe that.
Well, some of them live longer, so the mourning cloaks, they know the names of them, which is a type of butterfly.
Okay, so how long does a mourning cloak live their lifespan?
So
10 months?
No.
No?
So mourning cloaks are going to live about a month or so. Month. So most butterflies are going to live 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
And they have to learn their names.
Wait a minute. The monarchs, though.
That's the exception. So that's what I was going to just say. I was just about to beat me to it there.
Okay, let's go, Sharon, because we're excited.
Okay, so butterflies have their life cycle is pretty much 2 weeks. This is general. 2 weeks as an egg, 2 weeks as a caterpillar, 2 weeks as a chrysalis, and 2 weeks as an adult. That is pretty much their life. And then but there's exceptions to everything. So some of them live a little bit longer, maybe a month, 3 weeks, a month or so. But the monarch butterflies are the one big exception. So what happens with monarchs is every fourth generation, this is how cool nature is. This
I
is
love
how
this.
Cool it is. Every fourth generation, that generation lives 10 months. So they migrate down to Southern California or Mexico, depending whether or not they're an Eastern monarch or a Western monarch.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to migrate down. They're going to spend the winter down there. They're going to fly back up, lay their eggs, and die. So it's every fourth generation.
So they vacation down in either Southern California or Mexico. And I've seen these trees when they're just
covered.
Filled with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they fly back to their breeding grounds,
yep,
lay their eggs, and
die. And then the next three generations live 2 weeks like all other butterflies, and the fourth generation does that again.
Wow.
Isn't
wow.
that like the... Our so cool.
We actually planted on purpose butterfly bushes.
Yeah.
And I've seen a few around there, but not a lot, but I imagine they'd be good for nectar, too.
I tell everybody to plant milkweed. So I just planted some last year in my yard. Everyone thinks of milkweed as a weed because we were dumb and named it milkweed.
Uh-huh.
And so everyone thinks it's a weed and they pull all their milkweed out. Milkweed's a flower. It's a very important flower for the life cycle of a monarch.
Okay.
Monarchs cannot survive if they don't have milkweed.
Now, all right, we're going to plant some milkweed.
Do monarchs come through here?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, there's a beautiful documentary we watched at one point.
About
I can't remember what it's called, but it's a fabulous documentary about their life and them going into Mexico
and how they tracked them. I mean,
and how much they travel.
And how do they get down here? Because this is the fourth generation. I mean, it's not like they come every year and their parents teach them.
Correct.
And their radar.
There's something in there that they can read. Sun and moon and who knows.
It's the coolest thing in the world, and it is. That's what I always say. I'm like, they're not taught. It's not passed on for generations.
It's in their DNA.
It's in their DNA.
Yeah.
And it's phenomenal. The natural world is so phenomenal, and that's what I love about my whole career. One, I just continue to learn things all the time, and you never stop. I mean, it's just you're always completely and totally fascinated and wowed by them, and it's why I love teaching about animals. I think we don't know very much about animals in general, like as humans. We just really don't. And we kind of think we do, but we don't. So one of my favorite things is like, we're just the myth busters. So I have so much fun teaching people that porcupines don't shoot their quills and opossums don't hang from their tail and badgers aren't mean.
All right, on that note,
you know.
Yeah, and then we got to take a break, but please stay over because I want to know about the porcupine don't shoot their quills. Myth busters. I like it.
Also, we want to talk a bit more about membership and stuff. We had a possum in our yard last week.
Okay.
Which is not unusual. But the first thing I think of, they only have to be two. And we've got them in our yard. So they're kind of like special.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palos Cedro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Shasta County. Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Reading politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding, or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement with the TAG or ADT programs. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Fall classes start August 17th. Visit shastacollege.edu/start to make your success a reality at Shasta College.
Open your heart and home to an individual with intellectual and developmental disabilities and become a mentor with our California Mentor Family Home Agency program. We are looking for mentors in Shasta County. As a mentor, you can help an individual in need thrive. Mentors receive a monthly stipend to help cover the cost of care. Call 530-221-9911 or visit ca-mentor.com. That's ca-mentor.com.
Goodbye, Ruby.
Yep.
Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at kcnrradio.com. We got a phone call yesterday from a guy, and he's asking me kind of questions about the station and, you know, do you keep copies of your shows
archives,
and all that?
Yeah.
And I don't know who this guy is, so I say, well, what's your name and why? Well, he tells me his name, and it's Mara. That's his last name. It turns out that his son is the one Saturday night at the Colt 45s that hit two Grand Slam home runs and another home run, which is, this is really, really
big time in a game.
Oh, unusual. Yeah. And he wanted to know if we had a copy, if we archived it. Well, we usually don't, you know, we don't advertise that we archive the Colt 45s because, you know, a lot of games, we don't have enough room or time or whatever. And it turns out I called my our IT guy, mm-hmm. Brad, mm-hmm. and Brad said, yeah, we got it. So I was able to send, they just happened to be here for the game, which was huge, but they didn't have any of the audio.
Right.
So we were able to send it to them. So Mr. Mara out there, I hope that you're happy.
Yeah.
And,
that's a lifetime thing.
Yeah, they live down in Modesto or someplace like that. So but cool. We're here with, Sharon Clay.
Hopefully they'll visit Turtle Bay.
Cat.
Right.
And Cat Hunt. That, they're here, of course, from Turtle Bay. And they brought the, lorikeet, Pez. But we're going to talk about, which is just, I mean, if you haven't seen these lorikeets, it's got like a lot of fruit here. And they don't eat fruit per se. What they do is they will get it, they'll take a piece of it and grind it up in their mouth and just eat the nectar and then spit out the remains, which is fine. They're kind of clean about it. But we're talking about all the animals and all the different exhibits at Turtle Bay. And we kind of held them over for another 10 minutes. So, Kat, tell us what else is going on over there. We talked about membership, which is probably one of the best deals you're going to get because you can go to Turtle Bay, every exhibit, go out and see all of the animal acts, see everything there for that one price of like $12 a month. Well, no, it's even less than that. Mm-hmm. It's $120 for a year. Mm-hmm. So that comes out to like, what, $10 a month?
Yep.
Yeah, you don't beat that.
So, Kat, let's talk about, for the members, you have an event on the 22nd, too. So, shoot, it's your moment.
So we have, if you're a Turtle Bay member, you can come to our Walk on the Wildlife walk, which is a walk through the botanical gardens. And then it's also a pancake breakfast courtesy of the local Kiwanis group. And so you can you have to be a member. So it would be a great time to become a member. And then you can attend this event. And it's on August 22nd from 8 to 10. And so you get to do that as well as go to the museum and get discounts on a whole bunch of other events that we have, like Reading Garden of Lights and Glowing Wild. Mm. And upcoming in August is Bruised by the Bridge.
Okay, what's that?
That is a 21 and over event.
Right.
It's on August 29th, and that's where we have a whole bunch of different craft beer vendors come out into the botanical garden, and you get to your first beer is free, and then the all the other beers are $5 after that, so you get to try a whole bunch of different beers, and there's live music on two different stages.
Fantastic.
And so you get a discount on that as well.
So you, let's go back into Glowing, the Glowing Wild.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a fantastic, and you expanded your hour, or expanded your time. How did that go?
Oh, it was an amazing event. We got a lot of positive feedback this year. People really loved the dinosaurs and the interactive exhibits. And we're hoping to have it again next year.
Hope so.
And sometimes we even have some of the Glowing Wild lanterns at Reading Garden of Lights.
Okay,
that was a new thing last year.
Well, you had that pyramid, which was just to blow your mind.
Yeah,
and that was a lot of fun, and some of your interactive things, and we just enjoyed also the dinosaurs and the sounds that you know, like it was an interactive kind of thing.
And every year we get new lanterns, so next year is going to be completely different.
Right.
So if you went this year, definitely come back next year, and we're hoping to have it. A little earlier so that it gets darker sooner.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, before we go, we just want to make sure we mention the animal show.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay,
let's
cannot leave here without talking about the animal show. It's
absolutely.
The thing.
Walk on the Wild Side animal show.
Right.
Let's hear all about it.
So we are, next year is our 20-year anniversary of it. We change that show every single year. There's changes. So make sure you're coming back over and over again. It's a lot of work to change that show for everyone. Mm. So make sure you're coming back to see it. It is fun. It's educational. The animals are doing natural behaviors, and we have been recognized from the zoo community for our work with our animals. We do extremely progressive animal training, and because of that, our animals work off-leash. So you will not go to any other place in the entire country and see a fox running off-leash, a raccoon running off-leash. These are the things that we do. We have a badger in the show. We have birds flying. We have it is so fun. It is so educational. And like we were talking about earlier, myth-busting left and right.
Yes,
so
myth-busting.
Super fun show. Come see it.
I think it's important, too, is that when you say they're trained in this, but the acts they do are natural acts.
All natural.
It's not, they're not juggling balls.
That's correct.
They're doing things that they would do in the wild.
In
you're
the
just exhibiting it. You're just exhibiting it.
Exactly.
For people.
So, like, for example, a great example is, you know, we want to show people how porcupines use their tail for climbing because they don't have your typical type of tail that you would think of as a climbing tail. And so he climbs a tree and climbs back down. They can literally see him using that tail. We have a badgers live in burrows. So we have these, you know, clear burrows, and he crawls through the burrows, and they can see how that they actually get through a burrow.
Wow.
So all of the behaviors we do are natural behaviors that they do on cue, and it's super fun. We use what's called choice and control, or genuine choice training, so the animals really can do whatever they want. We train them to do certain things. We hope they're going to do what we want them to do.
But you never know.
No two shows are the same.
And you have birds flying from one area to another.
Oh, my gosh. Try to get 13 animals to all be perfect in the same show. It's just almost impossible.
But you know what? But the audience understands
fun.
This.
Oh, it's
and if something doesn't work, you all are funny about it, and then the animal just goes on back. So
and,
that's it.
And that's literally what it's all about, right? We want to bring about appreciation and love for those animals in our own backyard. Everyone loves elephants. Everyone loves lions. Everyone loves, you know, whales and all these other cool things, which are all very cool. But we forget about how cool the yellow-billed magpie is. We're the only place you find them in the whole world.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yellow-bellied magpie.
Yellow-billed magpie.
Oh, yellow-billed.
And they come, and birders come from all over the world hoping to spot one for a life list. So, like, we have some pretty cool animals. Like, you were just talking about the opossum. Everyone's like, oh, an opossum. But opossums are so amazing. I had someone come from Australia. All they wanted to see was a squirrel. I was like, okay. So we forget, like, how exotic our animals are to other people. That's really what it's all about. It's like, look at how amazing a raccoon really is.
We talk about kangaroos. They want to see squirrels.
Correct.
They got rabbits, but they don't have squirrels.
Okay, quickly, before I have to go. I want to hear about the myth-busting of porcupines throwing needles.
Okay, so porcupines,
or quills.
Porcupines cannot shoot their quills. It's just another type of hair. So we have different types of hair on our body, right? Our eyebrow hair is different than our, you know, hair on our head, different than our leg hair. So they have three types of hair on their body. Three types. They have guard hairs. That's the wispy stuff you see around them. Then they have, that's used like whiskers for feeling. Then they have fur for warmth and protection just in general. And then they have quills. So quills are just a type of hair. So they can't shoot their quills any more than you can shoot the hair on your head. And so in order for an animal to get quilled, it's like an SD card coming out of a camera. That's the way I can describe it. You have to push it in for it to release and come out.
Okay.
So the predator actually makes contact. It pushes in. It has little fish hook ends. And it stays in. And as they come, it releases onto them. So you have to physically
It doesn't hurt the porcupine at all.
It does not hurt the porcupine at all.
But it hurts the other person.
Correct.
Other
yeah. Horses, yeah. Dogs.
We call it their superhero shield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Sharon Clay
and
Cat Hunt, thanks so much for being with us today from Turtle Bay and staying a few extra minutes with us.
Always.
I know you all are on a
media run
today. So, anyway, how do people get a hold of Turtle Bay?
So you can find out about the Walk in the Wild Side Animal Show and all of our cool events and exhibits at turtlebay.org.
There you go. Okay. Well, thank you so much. And we're going to take a quick break right now.
Thanks.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services. the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Mir Talk Radio with Carl and Bond. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for tuning in today. We really do appreciate it. We don't thank you enough. We don't thank our listeners enough for tuning in. There's several thousand of you out there, and we, you know what? There's just not enough time to thank every one of you individually. I'd like to. We had your addresses just in your little thank you notes. But 7:50 in the morning here on the 14th on a Tuesday. What do we say? Is, you know, meh Tuesdays? Is that what it is, man?
I never want to look at meh. You know, we're just happy. You know what? Happy to wake Mondays, up to be alive.
Wednesdays, nah. Thursdays, Fridays. Oh, I have like a specific day, but today is Cow Day. What is it exactly?
Cow Appreciation
Day. Cow Appreciation Day. If you go to Chick-fil-A, if they're participating and you dress like a cow or kind of like a cow, you can get probably a free sandwich. So put on your horns and your little cow outfit, or maybe just the horns would be enough, and you go through the drive-thru and say, I want my free sandwich. And then they'll say, that's really cute, but we're, you know, anyway, you can try it out, but that's a Cow Appreciation Day with Chick-fil-A. Filing period for candidates running for Redding City Council open today. And several individuals have already filed for candidacy. We'll have them all on. Three of the council's five seats are open. So this election will determine the council's majority for the next 4 years. Christina Prosperi, owner of True Ride Cycling Studio and a former Caltrans employee, is listed on the city's candidate filing site. She's joined by Reading Planning Commissioner and Engineer Russ Wenham, who announced his run last month, and current Councilmember Jack Munns. Councilmember Tanessa Aldette has also confirmed that she plans to run for re-election. I'm getting this from the Record Search site. Yeah, got a local article here. So, Aldette and Munns are running for re-election. Now, I guess you have to ask yourself, am I pleased with the way the city council has been for the last 4 years? Well, these people are here. And then you ask yourself, what have they done, you know, that are on the council now? I always ask myself, what have they accomplished? So when they come on the show, and they all will, we'll ask them, what is your, you know, what is your most significant accomplishment during this, during your term here? You ask them that. And then what is something you wished you could have done or accomplished while you were there in 4 years? Then you ask the two that have never been on the council, how do you, and that's what do you want to accomplish, and then how do you plan on doing that? Because it's one thing to say, I'm gonna address homelessness. Well, honey, you and I have been hearing that for how many years now? 16 years.
Yeah.
Well, homelessness is still out there. And we go through stages where, gosh, I don't see any homeless. To stages where they're sleeping on the sidewalk in front of the post office.
And for some people that, you know, because I run around in circles all day long, as you know, I've heard from, you know, three different groups of friends that they think, it's the worst they've seen it in a long time.
Well, it could be because I know the police are going after them. They're taking out tons of trash, tons of garbage. But moving from spot to spot, but it seems like we're seeing, you know, individuals, kind of the lone wolves, that are wandering the streets more than they used to. And then you need to ask both the sitting council members that are running for re-election and the new ones, we have a real budget problem.
What are we going to
do about
that?
You see as a solution to that, since we're not going to be raising taxes, obviously. What is your solution to filling those gaps? How many police can we, lose? And then you look at the county.
And DAs.
And that's it, the county. How many DAs can we afford to lose before it becomes nothing more than they're only going to handle murder cases? I mean, murder or rape cases, and everything else goes into a queue. So that's something you have to, we have to ask Kellstrom. And, Gallagher and Aaron Reznor. She made it. She's been elected. So how are you going to do that? So all that you're going to be seeing here in the next month or so and into August and into September, because we need some answers here and we need the best people there to, try and come up with these solutions. They can't do it by themselves. We got a new city manager who's hit the ground running, Tarbo, and is coming through there and doing up, you can call it anything you want, but it's a forensic audit of everything that's happening in the city. How many people do we have doing the same job, if any? I'm sure there are. How, you know, what is the cost of it? Why are contracts, and by the way, city council is going through contract negotiations mm-hmm. today with the police and fire and electricians and everything. And those are closed session, you know, of course. But how is there a way that we're paying our employees that could be done better? Is it the hours working or whatever? Do we need to look at a 4-day work week once a month?
And this happens in many circumstances, not just our city, but let's say that you have a contract that is open, has not been completed, somewhat completed, money's on hold until the completion, and before you know it, you know, four years goes by, 3 years goes by,
the money's still hung out there.
It's hung out there, and so then another contract opens up in order, so you got two or three contracts trying to accomplish the same thing.
And I haven't heard that.
Because
heard
people
of
have left.
Yeah.
Well, and it just falls through the cracks.
And how many people do we have, at working for the city and the county? Really, you can consolidate jobs. And I'm not saying you have to fire people, but, you know, you have a natural attrition. So you're moving people around, and as people naturally attrit out, there other people will fill those jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But now I can tell you I'm running for city council, and I have an answer to all of that. But then I would be like a politician and be lying out of both sides of my mouth at the same time.
Well, you know, you
because
can go.
I don't have a solution. I have ideas. But, you know, any way you look at it, it's 3-2. To get those solutions done. But I think the city council has to work as a team, and they have to have a list of priorities. What is the most important? Don't tell me you're going to fix homelessness. You're not. You're not going to fix homelessness. It's just, it's not going to happen. You can put dents in it, but you're not going to fix it. All right. So what are you going to do to kind of like keep slapping Band-Aids on it while you focus on things that directly affect the population? And it always goes back to public safety. That's where the vast majority of the money goes. I think they've got to look at, in my opinion, you've got to look at contracting out jobs.
You pay more up front, but you don't pay
retirement, you don't pay medical.
When you're talking about, and our next guest is going to be Sam Batani, who is our CEO of Shasta Regional, but, you know, we do talk about the fact that, you know, why aren't we getting doctors, and we have spaces to fill some of the doctors, not that he's going to have this answer, but the question you can ask yourself with city council.
Oh, he's got the answer.
Okay, well, but when people are thinking about, like, women, and they're like, do I want to move my family? Because my husband, or let's say it's opposite. It's the man who's, you know, they're going to come here with maybe a double career.
The spouse.
Right? The spouse. What are my kids getting into? What about our family? They look
at,
you know, you can shop elsewhere. Okay. A lot of people, I hate to say
you
this.
You can shop online.
I don't, you know, and I always like, you know, stay local, shop local.
And there's a lot of new shops opening.
Yeah.
I mean, we got good shops.
We do.
But if you want to hit the Nordstrom's, yeah, you're going to have to drive.
Right. That's fine. Yeah. So, but you think about the lifestyle you're going to have with your kids and your family.
The lifestyle up here is wonderful.
It's pretty good. You know, you don't have to really, how many times have we really had to worry about our car being bashed in?
Well, you know what? And I've left my truck open at times.
Our windows being bashed in.
And I go.
Or really being accosted on the street.
It doesn't sit in a garage. It sits in a carport. So, I mean, and there was a time that we've had people going through our cars, but that was years ago.
Right.
Yes, you're right. And I believe it is safe to walk down the street. So, you know, but there's certain areas you probably don't want to walk down after midnight. But how many people are out after midnight walking down streets or trails?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
You have to ask yourself. Okay. We have a great town. We have a wonderful community. We have a very giving community. We have a beautiful community. One of the reasons we got this triathlon, this world triathlon, Ironman coming here, is they came in and they looked at it and they said, oh, my God, this place is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have 2,000 people punishing themselves, and they're going to bring a lot of friends.
So, Redding, this is a test, and we bring out our best goodies.
We got to bring up, put our best foot forward. Okay, we're going to take a break from the news and come right back with Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm John Scott. Inflation cooled last month as the cost of gas, clothes, and used cars fell, providing some relief to consumers, though much of the progress could be reversed if the Iran war keeps worsening. Prices dropping 0.4% in June from May, the largest monthly drop in 4 years. Jordan's military says it intercepted 4 missiles that were launched by Iran. The attack came as Iran also targeted Bahrain on Tuesday morning, following a new round of American strikes targeting the Islamic Republic. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster naming Darlene Graham Nordone as her late brother Lindsey Graham's temporary replacement in the Senate. Meanwhile, national politics reporter Meg Kennard reports Senate colleagues are feeling Lindsey Graham's death personally.
Even though there are deep partisan divides when it comes to the issues, members of the Senate have been known to be pretty tight with one another across the aisle. And many Democrats and Republicans since Graham's death have taken to social media and done a number of news interviews reflecting on their work with him. And even if they disagreed on something, appreciation for his passion for the issues that he worked on.
National politics reporter Meg Kennard. Well, these are tough times for some dairy farmers in Vermont.
That's because some dairy processors gave up on the state. A recent wave of dairy plant closures highlighting pressures like high cost and aging infrastructure. Vermont dairy farms face an $8.65 loss per 100 pounds of milk, while California and Texas farmers are seeing profits. Elected officials are seeking reforms to support the industry, but the future remains very uncertain. Jason Walker reporting.
More on these stories from townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose, but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
The deal to create a meteor juggernaut is being challenged in a major lawsuit.
12 states challenged Paramount's takeover of Warner Brothers Discovery on Monday, filing a lawsuit that argues the $81 billion mega merger would, quote, extinguish competition in Hollywood and threaten jobs across the industry. The Office of California's Attorney General, who is leading that coalition, alleged the proposed merger would lead to higher prices, lower quality, and less content for film and television. Bob Agnew reporting.
A proposed legal settlement with the U.S. government would require the Keystone Pipeline Systems Canadian-based operator to pay a civil penalty of nearly $27 million over a major oil spill in Kansas in December 2022.
Major League Baseball facing a potential work stoppage. That's over management's proposed salary cap. The current labor contract will expire on December 1st. News at townhall.com. China's June exports have surged 27% from a year earlier as an AI boom drives strong demand.
The customs agency says China's exports accelerated in June, jumping 27% from a year earlier, thanks partly to a boom in artificial intelligence. Wang Jun, vice minister of the customs unit, said at a news conference in Beijing, with the rapid growth of AI, our imports and exports of products in this field are robust. The increase in exports in June was much better than economists had expected. Exports rose 19.4% year-on-year in May. Imports in June surged too, analysts attributing the expansion in part due to the Iran war driving up import costs. I'm Charles Villadesma.
On Wall Street, stocks are mixed, the Dow dropping 20 points. The Nasdaq composite is ahead 200. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Today is the 14th of July, 8:05 in the morning. News top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here with us, and it's Cow Appreciation Day.
Yes, it is.
And what else?
It's National Mac and Cheese Day.
Okay.
It's National Nude Day.
Nude?
Yes.
I'm trying to tie this into Cow Appreciation Day and Nude Day.
But and mac and cheese.
Chick-fil-A is advertising. I don't know if it's the ones.
It is Reading. I looked it up.
It is Reading.
Yeah,
so if you dress up like a cow, you put on part of a cow costume or a cow costume, you can go into Chick-fil-A and you get a free sandwich off their menu. So I don't know which sandwiches it is, but you to the drive-through, just put your horns on.
Oh man!
Put your horns from your cow. How many people have a cow?
I don't know. They may have
anyway.
A spotted, you know.
But if you go to Chick-fil-A right here in Reading, you can get a free sandwich. You go in there dressed like a cow.
Okay.
So.
I'm
sure they'll be inundated with that.
I'd be curious to know. Maybe we can call Chick-fil-A at the end of the day and say how many people did drive through. We want to know.
How many people showed up in cow costumes today?
All right. We're going to give you a quick update for our weather. Today we're going to have our temperatures are going to reach around 102. Sunny and hot with overnight lows tonight of 69, clear skies. Tomorrow's calling for 104, so we're up in the triple digits. But then on Thursday, we go back down into 99, and Friday 97, and Saturday 99. No red warning flags ahead of us, and no huge winds, so we're pretty good here. But again, triple digits today and tomorrow, so we're just giving you that heat warning as far as that is concerned and keeping yourself hydrated and no animals or plants or kids or anything in the car, as we know. The weather's brought to you by our friends out in Anderson. It's Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, three generations strong. The Kinney family is always doing wonderful things for our community, such as giving senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Can I ask a question here? Did I talk yesterday about the stockyards on the show?
You talked about a guy. I don't know if it was on the show or off the show because you have the card at home about the guy you met.
Just let me, just real
since
quickly before we get to our, the stockyards, everybody knows in Anderson, you know, it shut down in 2020, I believe, maybe 2021. They used to have $1 million worth of cattle going through there a week. They went to video or online. And this on yesterday, today, and tomorrow, they are selling 115,000 cattle through the stockyards down there through their video. Wow. 115,000. In case you're wondering, well, how much is that?
I'm kind of wondering about the company if that you, does that. And like, I
well,
think about
and this
the whole,
is a, this is the Peel family, the Peel family from right here, and they're pushing through this many cattle, and this is just one of the ones they do. But if you average, my buddy and I were sitting there, we were eating down at Kelly's place down there at the stockyards, and talking to the Peel father and son, and it's something like if you average 400 pounds per cow. Which is more, because I looked at all the lots they were selling, and most of them are running 600 up to 1,000 pounds. At $4 a pound, anywhere from 375 to $5 a pound, depending on the cow, it's like $230 million worth of beef.
Wow.
Are being sold. And I just thought people, we need to know that there's a big businesses going on here. And they used to run $1 million a week through there. Just by having the cattle sales and bringing cattle in. Well, this is a lot easier on the cattle, the buyers, and the growers for this. So it was incredible talking to the family about this. So something that, it's one of those factoids that you'll probably never use, but that's a business that's going on here, right here in Shasta. Now, they don't do it all the time.
Is it considered Anderson or Cottonwood?
Cottonwood.
Okay.
It's Cottonwood. Anyway, our guest today, I like to amaze him with facts of things he probably doesn't know. And there's like two things he doesn't know. And one of them is cattle, maybe.
No, you're right. I don't know
okay,
much about cattle.
But now.
I'm learning.
You're learning now. Yeah. Okay. Sam Attani, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I say this a lot. We have regular shows with people. And you know, Shasta College yesterday, and today we have Shasta Regional Medical Center and others. But I really enjoy these shows because, one, we get to talk to the people in charge, and we find out a lot. And Sam always comes in here with some great information on the health care in our area, which is so important.
We so appreciate you being present. Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
All right.
So great to have you here.
I know.
What a treat to start the day.
You know, thank you so much. And we love our partnership with Shasta Regional. And I always share this with our listeners that, I've been in the hospital, only once in my life. I'm so blessed. But when I was in the hospital, it was at Shasta Regional, and it was for 4 days during COVID. And I was treated so well, and so I can only just say that I really appreciate it. I've been into the emergency a few times there, but so what's new? And welcome to the show. You always probably have goodies, knowing that you're going to be on for the 8 o'clock hour. We love having you come on and tell us what's going on.
Oh, at Shasta Region, there's always something good going on. Yeah. It's just where do you start? We continue on our transformation and our journey toward excellence. But I want to start the show today by recognizing a new milestone for Shasta Regional Medical Center that never happened before, which is graduating our first GME class, resident class, in June.
Really?
In June, we graduated our full class of residents, and we had 8 of them who joined us 3 years ago into our residency program. And last June, which is a few weeks ago, we had a graduating ceremony, and we graduated 8 of them. Amazing physicians, amazing human beings, and they did a great.
They've been here now for 3 years.
They left already.
Well, yeah, they've gone.
Oh, man. I think we had a few on the air there, 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, I think a couple. Yeah. One from New York and one from, I believe, India.
Yeah, but they started in their second year. This is the class
that
they started here. They got their journey started here.
Wow.
First year. So
residency.
Residency. This was the first embark on residency in the United States 3 years ago.
Were we able to shackle any of them?
Well, I get asked that question a lot. Our residency is internal medicine. And a lot of them, what they do, they go into fellowship to specialize.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, you can go and start a practice or join existing practice as a primary care physician.
Sure.
Or become a hospitalist after you finish your residency. But a lot of them have higher ambition and they want to specialize. So it's very great for the program that all 7 of the 8 that applied for fellowship were accepted.
Ooh.
All wow. 7 of them. We have some going for cardiology, nephrology, sleep medicine, neurology, so rheumatology. So all of them who applied got accepted.
Well, that is a feather in your hat. There.
It is. That speaks volume about the quality of the residents we're graduating. So the gem in this conversation is not only we need a primary care physician in the Redding and in Shasta County in Northern California, but we also need specialists.
Uh-huh.
So we're keeping an eye on them. We're keeping the relationship going. We're going to continue to support these doctors who are now doing their fellowship to bring them back.
That's the big thing now, to get them back here.
As a specialist,
of course. Because we need every specialty they went into, there's a lack of in our state, in the North State.
Right.
So to me, it's not about keeping them now. I'd rather bring them back as specialists because we need them just as much as we need primary care doctors.
Well, and keeping that relationship, I mean, you know, they should be happy. I mean, I would think they would be appreciative of the fact that the training they got here and the education they got here moved them on to that next step.
Absolutely.
And I would think that they would, and if they've been here 3 years, I mean, they know what Redding's like.
And a lot of them
did
like it here.
Yeah.
A lot of them said they'll come here. Now, we'll find out in 2 years.
Yeah.
We gave them all offers, so before, you know, advance offer to come back and work here in the county and in the city. So we'll keep track of that, and we'll keep you updated on their progress, and
great.
We will continue to
super.
Track them. You know, and in addition, another feather in the hat of the program, GME expanded our program from 24 residents up to 42. So that makes it one of the largest internal medicine residency program north of Sacramento.
Okay, let's talk about that as soon as we get back from this break, because I have like 2-3 questions just about that, expanded from 21 or 22 to 42.
Right.
So I have some questions about that and what it means for our healthcare here in Redding and Shasta County.
Stay tuned here because we have Sam Attani, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Hospital Center, everything. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
you're at the top of your game. You belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. And Linda took off for another appointment. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And, you know, watch repair, jewelry repair, jewelry design and building that. Great selection of jewelry, very, very fair prices, locally owned, locally operated, been in the business over 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry, won best in the North State for 4 years in a row. Yeah, 4 years in a row. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. The only place that Linda goes to shop for jewelry is at Four Winds Jewelry. Now I'm here with Sam Matani, who is CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and we just graduated the first cohort of residents in June, and 7 of the 8 that applied for higher going into fellowships were accepted, which is super, and they've just expanded. So explain that. You had 21, 22.
We had 24 to start with.
24.
Eight per year, so it's a three-year program. Each year you get 8 new residents. So after 3 years, you end up with 24.
So this first 8 is the ones that graduated.
The first 8 are they graduated, correct. The GME does survey, and they come and audit your program, and based on your performance, they'll give you the opportunity to expand. And after our audit and survey that we had with them, the program passed with the flying colors, so they gave us the ability to expand up to 42, which
they
we took that on.
They almost doubled the size, which means they think you can handle 16 new ones.
Yeah, and we welcomed 17 new residents already. So they started showing up in June and July. They started coming in. So we have 17 new ones that just joined us.
Well, let me ask this question. Let's go back to the selection process. Mm-hmm. I realize you get thousands of applications.
We do. Actually, literally thousands.
Thousands. What is your criteria, Sam, for you and your committee? I'm sure it's a committee headed by you, should be, for selection.
Well, I mean, the residency, I mean, the director of the GME program is Dr. Kumar.
Right.
And our associate medical director is Dr. Chandra. And we have a few doctors that are on the faculty. Mm-hmm. Between the two of them and the faculty, they interview the applicant that made the cut. Because as you said, literally we have thousands and thousands of applicants every single year. There's no way you're going to be able to interview them all. So there is a process that they go through in going through these application, filtering those that we don't think they're going to stick around here, or those who we don't think will make it here, or they that don't meet the requirement to apply, right? So they filter them down to few applicants and they start interviewing them.
Do they try to keep kind of maybe in a certain geographic area? Can they do something like that? I mean, if they're from like the California, Nevada, Arizona, Oregon, Washington, those are all kind of, I mean, those are West Coast ones. I'm not saying those are the only ones, but those are kind of like closer to their homes, too.
I mean, they try.
Is that part of the criteria?
It is always part of the criteria to keep folks in the area they're in. The right. challenge is where they've done their medical school
yes.
and where they're coming from. And right. it has to match. This is a match thing. They okay. have to pick us as their first choice. We have to pick them as our first choice. So it's not like we can pick whoever we want and they're going to come.
Right.
It's a match, and I don't know how that works. So they rank us, we rank them, and then if we match, that's who the doctor that comes here.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, we may not know exactly who may come. We could pick the one we want, but we don't know who's going to come until.
Because they're applying at other hospitals, too.
They apply for 40, 50,
yeah,
60 so. Different programs because there's no guarantee they're going to match.
Right.
Yeah, it's like when you apply for a job. You don't
when you
apply
say,
for one.
When you say match, you mean their education, where they've been at that medical school,
mm-hmm.
and then what you are offering here, internal medicine.
It's not the medical school, the GME, that all
GME is?
It stands for Graduate Medical Examining Office. They
oh, okay.
get all those applications.
Okay.
They are the one who do the match.
Okay.
So we don't see that. We don't see who ranked
oh,
us
okay.
what. And they don't see which hospital, which residency program ranked them 1, 2, or 3. So it's like a blind thing.
Okay.
You go through the interviews, and you rank the one you want to go to first. Hey, if I have my choice, I want to go to this program first. If they don't accept me, I want to go to this one second. If not, mm-hmm. the third one. The program does the same thing for the resident. They say, we would prefer these residents to be our first choice. If those don't match with us, we're going to take those ones.
Okay.
And if those
Got
don't
it.
Match with those. So
Got
until
it.
They find a match.
Okay.
And we match from the first round, because if you don't get all the matches in the first round, there's a second round
right.
that comes. So all of our spots got filled in the first round.
Okay. And these are people, do they... When they apply, they must. Do they know anything about the hospital or the area when they apply?
You assume they do. I mean, I can give you an example of my daughter. I mean, my yeah. daughter applied for this program. Not, I mean, for residency.
Right.
And when they apply, they cast a wide net.
Right.
So they're not going to know the ins and outs of every single program by detail. Because I said they apply for 50, 60, sometimes 100. Because
mm-hmm.
they can apply to as many as they want.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, usually when they rank them, they rank the one they know more about. So they say, I want to go to this program. Then they know about the program. They know where it
sure.
is. They know what's the history of it, how long it's been in existence. They do some research.
You would think they would.
Or they already have a preference going into it. Some people mm-hmm. want to go to this program from the get-go. So this is their program they want to go in from the beginning.
Right.
So they apply to it, but they apply to a lot more just in case they didn't match.
All right. Well, that makes sense. Well, good. So now so it's starting this year then. You've got 16 new ones.
Yeah, we have 17 new ones.
Or 17 new
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, that came in, and this is the beginning of a new year. So and next year we'll get the same thing until we get up to 42 residents. Now, one thing we need to keep in mind, we refer to them as residents. But they are already a graduate of, they have a medical degree already.
Yeah,
they are either an MD or a DO already. So they already right. graduated from a medical school.
So they're doctors.
So they're doctors. So their title literally is a doctor. They graduated. Mm-hmm. Now they do their residency to get the license to practice medicine.
Right.
So,
right.
And this is one way we're using our resident to help us expand access to care to all the folks in the county. Because our second year and third year resident, I mean, especially the third year resident, they're ready to graduate soon, so they are truly fully trained doctors ready to go.
And so how are they then, how do they impact on our community, say your third year residents?
I mean, part of the training is not only to be in the hospital and rotating, but they rotate through different specialties.
Right.
So they go to the clinic, they go to a neurology clinic, they go to a nephrology clinic, they go to different clinics in the area. And they'll learn from the...
Are they seeing patients?
Of course.
Okay,
all
so
they do.
Everything they do is they're seeing patients, but they're doing it under the mentorship and the leadership of that specialist.
Correct.
There. So they're learning about each specialty while they're going through.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the same thing when they are in the hospital acting as hospitalists, they are under the supervision of an attending, which is a hospitalist who's been practicing medicine for years. So those patients get assigned to them. So they are the doctors
right.
that are overseeing those patients.
So more doctors.
More doctors, absolutely.
See more people.
More people.
Less waiting time.
Correct.
And all that. Are they assigned? I'm sure they're assigned to the emergency rooms, too.
They rotate through the emergency room. They rotate through the ICU. They go up on the floor. Uh-huh. And they also go to our clinic, primary care clinic. So they rotate through there as well. So that gives us the ability to see more patients because each can see their own patient. And our primary care doc is there to guide them. So typically what we do to make sure they have the time, our doctors don't have patients assigned to them when they're rotating there. Only residents see the patient and the doctor oversee what they're doing.
Now, say I go to a neurologist specialist there. And I'm seeing a patient, and then this is my diagnosis and all that. Then my mentor is there to see if I'm doing it right and all that kind of stuff.
They guide you.
Yeah. So if you've got your residents in there, so they can see more patients, because now the neurologist himself or herself can oversee as opposed to seeing. Well, I mean, they can see people too. So it's, again, more patients can be seen.
This is definitely true in a primary care setting. And this is definitely true because you could have more than one resident at any given time.
Sure.
And they all see their patient, and then you have the attending who is overseeing it all. In a specialty office, it could be true, but a lot of time in a specialty office, they'd like to have one or two residents at a time, and they like to kind of spend time explaining to them that process.
I got it. So they're learning there.
They're learning. So exactly.
As opposed to the general medicine, internal medicine, where they have been trained in this and all that.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. I'm here with Sam Attani from Shasta Regional Medical Center. Great news. The first residence class, first cohort graduated in June, 8. And then because of the high marks they've gotten from their training and of the residents, they've been able to expand it now to 42 residents, up from 24, and they have 17 new residents that just checked in.
All right.
Are they in shock? Did they walk out and they go, it's 107 degrees? And you say, well, that's why we have air conditioning.
Definitely it's hot this week.
So. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta. That's not Shasta. It's brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yeah, Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. My barbershop of choice has been going there since 2007 when I found them, when I moved here to Reading. It's a barbershop, not a hair salon. It's a great barbershop. Been in the same location since 1967. One of the things I like about it, besides getting a great haircut, is you can make an appointment so it works on your schedule. I call them either at 530-244-9478, or I go to Booksy. You go to Booksy in Reading and look up Cypress Square, and you can set it up online. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Every haircut is American-made. And we'll be right back.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Reading and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price. Just knowing that we'll actually find that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to readinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisades locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Everybody calls us Alliance.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us. 2212-642.
Coming soon, get ready for a fresh new publication created especially for women who love the Western and country lifestyle. Jade West Magazine, launching August 1st with our very first edition. Jade West Magazine will bring inspiring stories, beautiful photography, and fresh content to readers every 2 months. Whether you're a lifelong country girl or simply inspired by the beauty and values of rural living, Jade West celebrates women, traditions, and communities that make the West so special. Discover Western fashion trends, delicious homestyle recipes, country decor inspiration, travel destinations, and ideas for celebrating life's special moments. Meet influential women, rodeo queens, artists, musicians, authors, and local businesses that are shaping today's Western culture. Jade West Magazine celebrates strength, grace, and the spirit of women across the West. Pre-order your print or digital copy today at jadewestmag.com and be among the first to experience our premiere issue on August 1st. Jade West Magazine, for the wild woman.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Abbott. Streaming live at kcnrradio.com. Here's all over the world, if you wish. And that's our website, and you can see all of our sponsors, and just click on them and get to their websites. There's news on there, weather, who's on the show, and all that. And yes, I know I have to update who's on the shows this week. And much more at kcnrradio.com. And our guest today is Sam Attani, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. In the first half of the show, we learned about, we heard that the first group of residents, 8, graduated in June. And because of the great work they've done there in training, the national authority has authorized from going up from 24 to 42. So, and you've already got that first 17 have landed and are, you probably put them to work already.
You got that right.
Okay, but there's a few other things that are going on at Shasta Regional, always are. And you've expanded your imagery capabilities at Shasta Regional.
Yeah, I mean, we already had a robust imaging services. We had almost all the modalities, MRI, CT, X-ray, ultrasound, nuclear, you name it. We have all those imaging facilities. But when I came here to town, one thing that kept hearing about is that there's a lack of access to mammography. There are a couple in town, but they're so booked, it's not easy to get in quickly. And also not enough bone densitometers for those who want to measure the density of their bone.
Sure.
So we worked with collaboration with partnership, and we are glad and proud to announce that we acquired a brand new state-of-the-art mammography unit. Okay. It will be installed in the next couple of weeks. It should be up and running sometime in September. We don't have the exact date because pending the license from the state of California, because mammography in particular,
sure,
you need to have a license to operate it. It will be located downtown here in our Shasta Regional Medical Group building. It's 1355 East Street.
Okay.
In addition to mammography, we're bringing, as I told you, a bone densitometer that will also be operating at the same time. And we're also adding an ultrasound. These three modalities really are really key for women imaging. A lot of women need those services, and sometimes you have to wait for weeks to get access. So we're creating like a mini women imaging center,
sure,
in that location that is also supported by an outpatient MRI that's also in the same location. So we are enhancing access to diagnostic imaging, not only in the city of Reading, but in the whole North State. And as you and I discussed offline, you can book an appointment fairly quick. Sometimes what delays it is getting a pre-authorization from the insurance,
sure,
to get your scan done.
Yeah.
But once we get that in hand, we can schedule it sometime the next day. And if it's an emergency, you can get you sometime the same day. So whether it's an MRI, CT, or other type of services. So, again, our aim is to fill a gap that is needed in the community. And that's one area that I heard over and over again by talking to our staff. And I shared with you in previous meetings, I do hold town hall meetings with our staff at least three times a year. And access to mammography keep coming up, that it's a problem. When I talk to community leaders and community citizens, they all mention the same thing. Access to imaging is difficult.
Well, I know that MD Imaging was bought by, I think, a hospital group.
Mm-hmm.
They closed down one of the clinics. And, when I talk to people, and, you know, thank God I haven't had to be x-rayed or imaged, I guess I should say. But it's taken them weeks to get in there. And you had your imagery crew come in here, and that's what they were talking about. Now, this your new stuff you have, but that you could literally make an appointment and be seen within a day or two, but you'd also get your readouts right away. And
yeah,
sometimes you might be imaged, but it'll take 2 or 3 weeks to hear.
Yeah, I know. The radiology group that we work with, you know, we have a guaranteed turnaround time. And I would say 99% of the time you're going to get your result within 24 to 48 hours.
Wow.
From the time the scan is
And
completed.
If you've got something like they think, well, this could be cancer, you don't want to wait 3 weeks.
Exactly.
I don't want to wait 3 weeks to find out if I've got something wrong with me. So.
And sometimes one scan leads to another scan,
sure,
based on what they found,
yeah,
in one scan. Like, for example, if you do a screening mammography, God forbid something show up on that, then they order a diagnostic mammography or,
mm-hmm,
an ultrasound.
Uh-huh.
That's why it's so important to couple mammography with an ultrasound, because usually the order could be both. If something show up on that, do the ultrasound, because they want to really get the details, because they don't want to wait too long on that. So that's why we're trying to create like a woman imaging center where you get the privacy, you get state-of-the-art technology, and literally this is the latest and greatest in mammography.
Well, it sounds like you have built this, your mini, it's for... Yeah, it's the things that affect women, and it's a real personal thing for women with mammographies and all of this. Is the bone density, is that mainly for women too?
No.
For anybody.
Yeah, anybody. I mean, even mammography, I mean, some men do get breast cancer or something like that, that immune from it.
I just met somebody yesterday who said that their brother had breast cancer.
Yeah,
I went...
We're not, breast cancer is not exclusive for women. We have our fair share of it. But again, it's like you said, it's more prevailing with women. Anybody could have a bone density,
mm-hmm,
to make sure how strong your bones are. Because sometimes you are on a certain medication, you have a certain ailment that could weaken your bone. And the same thing with ultrasound. You could be scanned for ultrasound for any reason. So
All
those modalities, even though they're geared a lot toward women imaging, but anybody, men, women, are in need of these imaging services.
Okay, so it's the latest state-of-the-art equipment. You can get in
depending on if you need a consult or something, or you need a something from an insurance company. But once you get that, you can get in that next day or within 48 hours.
We try to get you in as soon as possible.
As soon as possible, but then you get your readouts. Correct. And if it appears that you need to go to the next stage, you'll get the next imagery.
Correct.
Get your readouts then. Okay.
Yeah, and again, this will be, as I said, it should be completed. Construction already started, equipment already ordered, some of them already arrived. So we're looking to get it all completed end of August, early September, and hopefully we'll have a grand opening end of September. Try to be ready for Breast Awareness Month in October.
Okay, great. Okay. I'm with Sam Atani, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and another encouraging news, increasing people's ability to get imagery, which is so important, right here at Shasta Regional. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Rob Keenan, KIXE-PBS General Manager. I want to thank Reading Rancheria for their support over the years, providing funding with our story time books for families in the local area.
Jake Mangus with Mercy Foundation North. We'd like to thank Reading Rancheria for being a great partner in healthcare and a great partner in giving.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live at kcnrradio.com. The 14th of July, 8:47 in the morning. It's 83 degrees, going up to 104 today. Just checking that. Oh, I'm sorry. Only 102 today. We don't want to scare those new residents over at Shasta Regional away. They come in here from northern climates, walk into here. Did you tell them that the underneath their white coats or their scrubs, they can wear, you know, when they leave, they can wear Hawaiian shirts and shorts and flip-flops? They probably figured that one out already. I'm here with Sam Atani, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. And this is what we talked about so far. And if you missed it, head on back to archives. They graduated their first cohort of residents. Been here 3 years, eight of them. Graduated them, seven of whom went on to get into the specialties they wanted.
Right.
Big thing. Well, the national organization that places residents looked at the program they have here, the training, and expanded the program from 24 to 42. And the first 17 of those residents have hit the ground running in end of June and July. They're coming in. Then we talked about the expanded imagery capabilities, new mammograms, state-of-the-art mammogram machines, bone density, and ultrasound. All of this at Shasta Regional in a kind of like a mini woman's clinic on East Street.
Correct.
Okay. But you've got more things happening.
There's always more.
There's always more.
Always more.
Okay, behind door number one, what do we have here?
I mean, again, stay on the theme of trying to improve access to care.
Right.
We're trying to open more primary care clinic in the community. We did talk once before about our clinic in Palisadro that's currently under construction.
Right.
So
they need one.
They do need one.
They need one in Palisadro. Yeah.
And not only it's going to serve Palisadro, serve all residents that are east of Palisadro.
Yeah, Millville.
Right. And we're going to have a lab bra station inside that clinic as well.
That'd be Shingletown too, wouldn't it?
Anybody up on the 44 East,
yeah,
because they get to town, they can stop on
the way. I don't think Shingletown has any type of medical facilities up there. So now they do.
So as I said, we're going to try to add a lab bra station there. So if you need any lab work, you can stop there and get your lab drawn. We're going to try to add telemedicine capabilities. So if you need access to specialists, we may have some specialists rotate through there. But if you need to see them sooner, we can connect you through telemedicine with our specialist. So this is happening in Palisadro. If you drive by the area there, it's under construction. Walls are up, so we're expecting end of this year, early next year, we'll have that unit up and running. In addition to that, we're opening another clinic here in Reading on Hilltop. It's going to be inside Hilltop Springs. This will be coming online a lot sooner, middle of August, 1st of September, we'll have this clinic up and running. It will not only serve the residents of Hilltop Springs, but it serves anybody in the community. We're excited about that because it's accessible, available, and we are taking the doctors to the residents because, as you know, Hilltop Spring has close to 200 senior residents in it.
Yeah.
But not only are we going to serve these residents, but anybody in the area. And there's a lot of population in Hilltop Spring that lives there.
Well, you got a lot of apartment complexes up there. And so, but you're in there, right there, within it's a beautiful new facility.
Yeah,
so I haven't seen it yet, but I understand it's pretty nice.
It is pretty nice. Again, I toured the facility and I was blown away by what the services they offer. And we were lucky to be able to get inside the building and have a clinic on the inside. So literally, you go inside the building to get to our clinic. It's a great environment. We're looking forward to have that serve our community.
It's great. That's not an easy thing to do because not only when you open up a new clinic, I mean, you got to find the doctors and everything for it. Well, let's talk about that a little bit. Getting the medical community here. Are you seeing any, like sunshine anywhere on this? I mean, obviously on the residence program, you've got it there, but do you see more doctors and more medical professionals coming to Reading at all?
It is still a challenging market overall. Mm-hmm. You got to catch them when they finish their fellowship. A lot of them would be looking for a place to land after they finish their fellowship.
Sure.
The key is to keep track of who they are and try to appeal to what they're looking for. So, I mean, I'm interviewing, you know, a few specialists that we're trying to bring to town. Endocrinology in particular, we need in town. So I'm interviewing a couple of endocrinologists we're trying to bring to town. Same thing with orthopedic surgery. We still need more. I mean, every specialty, literally, you need more. So it's still not easy. It's still not an attractive market.
Sure.
So you got to find a niche that you can go through and attract them to come here.
Is it a money thing?
I mean, it's always.
I mean, I hate to get, I mean, you know, take it, I mean, down to crass like that, but money.
I mean, money is always a thing, but
right.
It doesn't matter what we offer here in Reading. In the Bay Area, they can offer more.
Offer more.
Because right. They have the deeper pockets, right?
Yeah,
and
of course.
And the market there is different. So if you start competing on dollars, it never ends.
And we can't win that one.
Yeah.
We're not big enough. Well, what do we offer them? Then, I mean, one of the things that Linda talked about, of course, is the spouses.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, to come here, a lot of us, you know, a lot of them are two-income families. And, but, you know, the fact that they can live in a beautiful area like this and actually have a life where they're safe and there's a lot of things to do.
I mean, it all depends on what you're looking for in life, right?
Yeah,
if you're
I
looking
guess.
For
yeah.
nature and you're looking for trails and looking for places to hike, place to fish, place to go boating, you know, trail biking, that would be your heaven on earth.
Yeah.
Here, but if you're looking for something different,
yeah,
and especially if you bring in younger spouses, you know, all the newer doctor, right? That may not be what they're looking for.
Sure.
So the question is not only you need to bring them, but how do you keep them here.
Keep them here.
Because a lot of time a doctor will come in for a year, get established, and then next year they're gone. That doesn't help much because then those patients don't have continuity of care and they're left hanging. So the key is how do you not only recruit them, but do you retain them? Is this model still valid? Again, especially in this market with the newer generation of doctors and what they're looking for, we may have to revisit our expectation and whether or not the model we're chasing is attainable.
Okay. Is it? So you've got everybody that's looking for a doctor, especially a specialist, you know, they come back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand where, you know, GPs or internal medicine might be easier. But bringing back in the ones, being in a rural area, does that forgive their school loans at all?
I mean, depending on the program, some are qualified to do loan forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Other offer high signing bonus.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen high signing bonus north of $100,000 just as a signing bonus, right?
Just as a signing bonus.
Yeah. So there's a lot of incentive you can throw at them to attract them.
But you can't get into a bidding war, like you said.
Yeah.
You'll lose.
You know, and then how... I mean, how much can you offer? I mean, who has all those deep pockets to offer top, you know, signing bonus, especially if you are a private physician, let's say office of cardiologist, how many $100,000 signing bonus can they offer?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so
maybe we need to build a 20 acre new physician enclave with 4-bedroom houses, you know, like 3,000 square feet, swimming pools and all that, and say, come here and you get to live here. You got to stay here for 5 years.
I mean, as I said earlier, we have to revisit the model that we're looking at. You know? I mean, if you look at countries overseas, we talk about the heat here, right?
Right.
I mean, you talk countries over in the Middle East, they are recruiting doctors from the United States, from Europe, and their temperature is hotter here and longer. I mean, here it's only the summer that's hot. Over there, it's almost year-round. And they are able to attract physicians from all over the world because they get a lot of free housing, they get tax-free sometimes salaries. So they give them some benefits that attracts them there, and they go there for a few years and they come back, right? So we need to start exploring different models that we can implement to attract new doctors to town.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I'm relying on you for that, Sam. You know, I'm just... Yeah, and when you break that code, you let us know, okay?
Trust me, you will know. You'll hear it loud and clear. It's a team effort.
Hey, by the way, I want to mention. You showed me that you've just won another award, or you've extended your awards when it comes to stroke care and cardio care.
Yeah, we did receive a Gold Plus Award from American Association about our stroke care and type 2 diabetes. So this just came in a couple of weeks ago. This is issued on a yearly basis that show that you are following the guideline that mm-hmm. they set forward on how you manage and treat stroke. And we've had it before, and that shows that our quality of care continue to be at the highest level, meeting the higher level of standards.
As you know, we sent a very close friend down to you all that it had a and they're not called mini strokes, but that's essentially what it's anyway, but you all came in there and she was very, very happy.
No, that's that. I mean, we do so many services at the Chester Regional Community.
Yeah.
You know, Chester Regional, and we partner with our Shasta community as well on supporting one another. So there's a lot of collaboration going in and trying to provide the best care we can for our community.
Okay. Well, thanks for stopping by. I know you're a busy man. Oh,
it's a pleasure always to come and spend time with you, Carl. And it was a pleasure to see Linda this morning.
Well, she came in for you. Hey. You know, but she's got, her schedule is, she starts at like 5 in the morning. And then she comes to work here. And today she had to be with her because she had another appointment. Then another. And then another. And I'm just kind of like, I don't even try to keep up. She'll text me where she's at.
She's amazing.
Isn't she? Anyway, Sam, thank you so much for what you've done for our community and what you continue to do over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And that, if you want to find out all this stuff, you just go to ShastaRegional.com.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Have a great day. Hey, my friends, it's going to be 102 today. Tomorrow we got the Sheriff's Office is joining us. And a couple of little surprises. Check out our website and see who's gone, because I will catch up everybody that's going to be on this week, which I managed not to do. Have a great day. It's going to be hot. Hydrate, and God bless America.
Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.